Moving on to the executive committee, and Susan is going to talk about our first action item, acceptance of title for properties.
Well, do you think that's better than the finance committee?
Sorry.
Someone who's not an accounting major, yes.
So I'm going to pull up a few slides here. Amy's going to do that. Okay. Regent West, are you going to introduce the items, or would you like me to, or?
Well, acceptance of title for properties, you want to talk about that first?
Yeah. So I have with me today Jennifer Tugas, who is our AVP for Business Services, and she can come up here and, I don't know if this thing needs a new battery or what. There we go. She's been working on these transfers of these titles to WKU, so I'll let her come up and talk about these.
Jennifer? Yep. Good morning. Good to see everybody this morning. WKU has been leasing the property 2311, 2315, 2319 Nashville Road down our South Campus for several years to fulfill the obligations of the charitable remainder annuity trust that the CRAT for those properties. And we've been leasing them from the Real Estate Corporation. They are currently used for storage for large equipment for WKU, as well as Igo Motors is a subleaser, and then the Community Public Market is a subleaser for those properties. We've now fulfilled those leases. We've satisfied the terms of the trust and are ready to accept the titles from the Real Estate Corporation for them. So that's the agenda item for those properties. And I believe there's a map on the next page that shows where these properties are on South Campus.
So are those just like warehouse type properties or?
They're businesses. This was the Heritage the Heritage Building, where the Community Farmers Market is. Igo Motors, the WKU bookstore had a business there at one point,
okay. And
it's now subleased for Igo Motors. The storage areas in the back, and some of our large heavy equipment for WKU is there, and then we have some storage for Aramark and in the back of the Heritage Building. So tables and chairs, finding a spot for those.
And when we do pay out the leases, I think this is the last year, right?
Yeah, we fulfilled those for these properties.
For this
those
year. Were fulfilled so this there, year. There will be a little money that will free up in our budget.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but
a little bit.
For you motorcycle riders, this is the old Honda Hut property.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay, I will accept a motion to accept the title.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Right. Motion passes. Thank you. You can talk about our next
items. We're doing a couple of things today.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
The next item is the ag farm and easement on the ag farm, and this request is coming from the Warren County Water District, and what they're needing to do is supply water line to the new elementary school that's being built at the Dillard Elementary School. The water line would move pretty much in parallel with our fence line that's along. If we go to the next slide, you can see where the path would be. So it has minimal impact to the ag farm. The ag farm has been fully involved in this discussion. It's very close to and within, in some cases, the existing easement for power that runs along that same area. So the request is for an easement, a permanent easement to support water mine that supports the Warren County Elementary School.
Questions? Okay, do I have a motion to authorize the grant of the easement?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion granted.
Yeah, thank you. And then finally, this one, oddly enough, within today's meeting is going to close a little loop for a moment. But if we go to the next slide, we can show that there's a nonprofit organization called Top Crops, which provides, it's kind of a vocational opportunity for, it's mostly adults or young adults, maybe with intellectual disabilities. They grow crops on, they lease property at the ag farm, they grow crops and then they sell them at the Heritage Foundation, or the Heritage Building. At the community farmers market. So there's a little bit of a circular thing going on here. But what they would like to do is run power to their vegetable washing station. And in order to do that, we need to grant them an easement from Warren Rural Electric Corporation. So that request, again, the ag farm is fully supportive of this. This improvement would stay with the property. But this is another program where there are students in various programs that engage with Top Crops, and it's kind of a fun little program. And they grow some great red spinach if you like.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor? We have a motion to approve this piece. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion granted. All right, Andrea?
Yes, I think I'm up next.
Yes, you are.
Yes. So you have before you an anti-Semitism policy for your review and approval. Joint Senate Resolution 55 was passed this past spring, requiring all governing boards, universities within the state to pass an anti-Semitism policy. So it doesn't really change how the university will respond to complaints involving religion, national origin, or ethnicity. Those will continue to be processed through our discrimination and harassment policy, but it does set forth some notice requirements that we will give to students, as well as a reporting requirement on behalf of the university to the Council for Post-Secondary Education. This policy will be in effect through the end of June of 2028, pursuant to the joint resolution.
So is it, I didn't see the actual policy in here, is it?
We don't have the policy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I got that seems that it was. Well, let's okay. Table this and we'll.
Bring it back in December.
Bring it back in December.
Well, would that be in compliance with?
It will. The policy has to be effective January 1st of 26.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Chair West, could I, if we're getting ready to end, it feels like we are. I want to share some good news with all of you related to student success and some of our goals in the strategic plan. Some of you will remember, for a long time, we talked about 20,000 being our goal in terms of headcount. And with the strategic plan in 2018, we shifted our focus from being big to being excellent. And we want to make sure that every student we brought here had an opportunity to be successful. Today, I'm pleased to share with you, we'll become official next week, at the Council on Post-Secondary Education. This fall, our first to second year retention rate reached 79.4%, the highest in the university's history, which is nearly 10 percentage points higher than when our strategic plan began. We've also had some tremendous success with our graduation rates. So we announce next week, or today, I guess since I'm saying it, the highest ever graduation rate in WKU's history, 59.1%. This is an 8.4% increase since 2018. Our four-year graduation rate obviously is above 50%, almost to 60%, which is the goal for 2028. But it surpasses that of one of Kentucky's two research universities. Not the blue one, but the red one. We also continue to break records and outpace our peers in degree production. In 24-25, we awarded the most undergraduate degrees in WKU history, 4,688 total degrees. The number of undergraduate degrees and credentials we conferred is 33% more than the nearest comprehensive university. It is 13% more than one of Kentucky's two R1 institutions, the red one. So think about that. We used to talk about 20,000 being the goal, but we never graduated this many undergraduates in our history. And the reason we've done this is because instead of focusing on inputs, we've shifted our attention to outputs and the success of students, not just being big. And I'm really proud of the entire community's work to do that. So our total preliminary enrollment stands at 15,920. But again, remember, graduating more than we ever had before. Our new graduate student enrollment has increased by nearly 25% this year. As we shift our attention to becoming an R2 institution, the mix of students is going to shift as well. Our total graduate enrollment has risen by more than 8% during the last 5 years. And what does this all drive? It drives financial stability, and more importantly, what Susan was talking about, that net tuition growth. Our net tuition revenue has grown more than 15%, over $18 million since fiscal year 2023, and just an 8% increase in the past year alone. And as you heard, all of this allowed us to have the first structurally balanced budget without carry forward since 2005. So a tremendous success story for our university. Bud has handed out some sheets. You all have sheets in front of you. I wish the media had shown up today to cover this story. I'm sure you're going to see some story about an enrollment decline. That's not the story. The story is student success, record retention rate, record graduation rate, and number of degrees produced higher than even that red place up the road a bit. So, good way to end the meeting.
Thank you. That's great news. Great news.
Yeah, I do have one thing that I think is worth noting. The passing of a former regent, Howard Gray, last week. His services are in Lexington today. There'll be a service in Glasgow tomorrow. Howard was a proud Western graduate and CEO of Gray Construction, which many of you know is an international design build construction firm that Howard was the key builder of. So I want to make note of that. He's a great friend of Western and to many of us in the room.
Okay, thanks for that. Anything else? Any further business? All right, being none, then we are adjourned.